Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, listen to me. There's something that's been going on in the country that shook the country. And I happen to be involved.
How?
Yeah. I happen to be involved.
You were involved in tremors.
I was involved.
And then?
And I didn't want to talk about it yesterday because I still wanted people to watch the show. Some people were busy over the weekend. They were going to watch it Monday after work. Some people. And I'm just like, okay, now we can talk about it. But we're going to take a different angle to it. So, towards the end of The Real Housewives of Durban, on the final episode, there's an altercation between Umini Ntuli no Londi London. Then we get to see a clip that we did not see in the final episode on part two of the reunion, where I was involved. Now, there's a part where Minnie stands up and places her finger on Londi London's forehead and pushes her back. And listen, there were many reactions. But this was one of my favorite.
You can hear the hand.
You can hear.
Now, this is what I want to talk about. Because Americans were watching. Other people from all over the world were watching this. And they were just like, okay, why is everybody so upset? And I had to explain to a friend of mine, Ngati, in African culture, and I found out that this is actually all over South Africa, that there are certain levels of disrespect. There are certain levels of disrespect. And apparently placing your finger on somebody's forehead is right up there.
Oh, from 0 to 100 seconds, buddy.
Is there another thing that you include in that vicinity?
Being ignored. You know, like if say for instance people are chilling and then someone walks in and they're chatting, but you decide that you're not going to acknowledge my presence.
Ultimate form of disrespect.
No, like, I mean, hello. I mean, I wake up and I look this good. Come now. Yeah. You understand? I've got lipstick on and slipping 7 o'clock in the morning.
Bill, I want to save you for the end. Kat, what is yours?
I think this is this.
This forehead one.
Is the top. Because even remember when we were kids and you do that to another kid, you were in like, you don't know, after school is after school.
Yeah. That's true.
Pila.
For me, it's a, you know, as a Xhosa man, please do not touch my head.
As a Zulu man as well.
Yeah. Don't put your hand on my head, because now you've wasted my family's money that sent me to the mountain to be a man.
No.
Not even romantically.
You've disrespected
it. No, romantically is different.
Oh, okay.
But as another man, don't just...
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
Don't do that.
So women can put their hands
on... Not even... Like, it depends who you are as the woman.
As the woman.
Also Gwenziwa.
And Gwenziwa. You know? Don't just come and just hold my head.
Oh, you know the other thing? I was thinking now that you have a cap on. That thing where people just pull your cap.
I've got... There's a reason why I'm wearing this cap. So now you just come here and you flick it off. No.
It takes you to the level of prestige.
Also, here's another one. All the guys will understand this one. Do not put your foot on my white MXs.
Oh, yes.
Or Air Forces.
Do you know how much they cost?
Do not do that.
Don't lean on my car.
Don't lean on my car.
There's so many disrespectful things. Yeah,
do not lean on my car. Yeah.
You know, for women, don't touch my hair without asking me first.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, you see.
Like, I know that Loquette has got a beautiful hair.
Yeah. I've always wanted to touch it. I've always wanted to touch it, but I know.
Ask first. Yeah. Can I touch your hair?
Yeah. Tell us. 0636880959. Tell us, what are other war starting, you know, battle raising levels of disrespect? It sees the world.
Lalela maple. Yazin, my tint, then the bunga tint, over on tint and she. Deep, Emanunin. We have on a minane. We have on a okay. I would have shown him my talent. I would have just shown him my talent. Wow. He lent a hand. How could I get Ulundi says, Ding and his colo psyche says, Ding and his colo psyche telling his bizang late and late. I would have been made. I would have made it in life. I bo.
Can I tell you who else would have lost it? Opie Sting.
You know, there's that clip where on TikTok. I would have gone like that, ratchet. Yeah.
Leo clip, Leo. When many air on her forehead, umbila manj. Yo, I tell you, Tombazan. Yay. That's number.
Why women have said? Women have said.
Yeah, bonaji umuntu makhuluma naye, and then they start poking. It doesn't matter which part of the body. Then they start poking. Also, makhuluma nomuntu maple, and then the passenger, they start rolling their eyes. Kosi am guti nice sagaza. Yo, I namkanje shem uzeni ni topic. People are disrespectful shem. Yo, ayabona le eyagalu yamtona loyana yen untuli. Yo. She needs to sit down. She needs to sit down. And I'm happy to the country. They showed her good. What she did was very disrespectful. Thank you.
Yeah, no, the rolling of the eyes.
Yo!
Yeah, the rolling of the eyes says Angikubon.
Like, I don't see
you. Yeah, it says you are nothing. Yo!
Yeah, when I mean, as a plus size, na body shaming is always there. Yes, so to look like two stools, as long as Tarazeli see a city, my face. It's enough for you to say all a stools. So, I'm also just doing my face. Like, guys, really? My face, Labora la poke, Ville Kupuke, Yonkin talking feeling you doesn't bra. Yeah, yeah, right.
Let me tell you something. I grew up, I started gaining weight. And growing up in Mlazi, mafehlefehle was the light one. Kona let my beef.
How?
Ah, you're born again right now. I still wake.
So here's one that really, really, really could really start up a war. Hand somebody your phone to show them a picture, and then they keep scrolling to the next picture. Like, what? Who gave you permission to do that? Don't do that, man. Just look at the picture that I'm showing you and hand the phone right back. Like, great show, guys.
Lalela, yazi ukuthi mfana umdedela scroll and ubeke something ezomthusa right there. Right there. Mimi from Kempton Park. Kaya?
Yo.
Yeah.
Mina, isn't Chinese to the last number? We don't know what you want to do. We don't know what you want to do. You seven kids tell me, I love the fact my parents are so picky for. I'm so corrupt now.
Yo, Mimi, you just made me jump. You do not sing while I'm talking to you. Yo.
My player is losing his mind. Ladies and gentlemen.
Pull it. No. I think it was my niece that tried that with me.
So basically they're ignoring me.
What do you mean?
Violence.
Like, what do you mean? Thank you, Mimi. Hey. Oh no. A kid singing while I'm talking. Oh no, she tried it.
You better.
Ngathi you better not. Please keep those voice notes coming. Oh, no. I just remembered something. I got triggered.
So, at work, people love to walk in a room and not greet everyone in the room. And it's so disrespectful. Like, you came into our room. And I just feel like that's rude.
It definitely is. It says, I don't see you. You're not here.
Good morning. Good morning, my player on Seize the World.
What up?
I wonder if there's one thing that's so disrespectful when someone compares you to their ex. I compare with, oh, my ex was better than you. That's now total disrespect. That person, you should cut ties. Now, that's one of the most disrespectful things that anyone could ever say to you, being compared to a previous guy or previous girl.
It's definitely grounds, my guy. It is definitely grounds. What do you mean? Now we're going to get it. I'm
going to get it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's another level of disrespect.
When somebody spits.
That's another 0 to 100 violence.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you understand?
And the thing is, you're not. I mean, I'm a man of peace.
Yeah.
I think my last fight was probably in grade 7. Like my love. I'm a man of peace. But there are certain things where I just don't know how I would react. And it scares me.
Yeah, that one is. It's actually beyond the poking on the forehead.
Do you know what I'm saying? You spit on me.
Yeah.
But you're spitting on my entire bloodline. Keep those voice notes coming.
Jonga, didn't just go up, ne? And most people, they think bangkhaza or ndiyanquma xa benza ababhanqa abenzayo. And then when they sort of thinking good, they're complimenting me with how brave I am. I know I'm brave, I know I'm confident, but you don't have to touch a chiscope. I'm so nkhayela. Like, so nkhayela.
Also, I don't understand why Gutua women are brave when they have a chiscope.
It doesn't make sense.
It's another hairstyle, Mos.
Mina doesn't even have to get to touching. It's the tone of the voice in that conversation. We are literally 10 to let's do this, please. Like, because wow, like I read too much into words and everything, so be careful how you speak to me, because anything can trigger something, you know. So I was watching Neenga or in but in gym from the time Asasha is and Azakumini, from the everything, the way, the manner of approach, the way Azenga corner bonus une nonsense, and the Wubege mina and just sing rearrange Ubusova Kektala. Yo.
You know that condescending tone?
Yeah.
Where you're like,
It's like, there's another one for me. You know when you're trying to speak and somebody, and people say this and they say, no, it's not disrespectful. When someone says, imagancane.
Yo, but I'm still in the middle of my sentence. Like, come on.
Mina ngimekancane. Say,
It's very simple.
Wow. The violence.
No, guys, no. We do not promote violence.
You know, it's coming to my face when you talk in a way that I can't, like, move. Then I will start it. But I feel like Ntuli, Nana le death wish. If it was me, I could see no kweza lam, but no kweza lam. Plus, nake kwa tili le peina ki wut. Whether ki a win or ki wini, bezizo kala.
Oksalayo. And you know, there are people, that the most dangerous people, that the people that go into a fight and they don't care whether they're going to lose it or whatever. They're just like, I'm going in there.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. In the family, they always like making fun of me. Uguti, I'm very, like, I keep away from fights, right? Because you know what happens? Once I get emotional and I start crying, it's lights out.
Or you black out.
And when I black out,
you don't know
what's going to happen after that. So, like, that's why I'd rather just walk away.
Thank you to everybody that sent in their voice notes. I appreciate it. You made me laugh. So I need to calm myself down. You see, the one, the kids singing thing.
And the spitting. And the spitting.
I was like, whoa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.